Welcome back. If you have not been to the new Quincy Animal Care Center yet up off Corey Street, you really should, because it's been open now and it is available for you to tour and to check out the four-legged residents are in shelter. So President Sandra Sines and Emily Duff is with us too, along with Gizmo, to give us a little animal shelter update. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good to see you all.
You too.
Including our little Patriots fan here.
He's very excited about the big game.
How are things going, Sandra?
Going great.
Yeah?
Yeah, we just, it's 2026 and we're finally getting comfortable in our new digs and things are going really well.
That's good. That's good. For folks who don't know, you're up off Quarry Street, right?
Right.
And you need to travel up the hill. First building on the right.
Yes. Yeah, there is a sign at the bottom of the hill that says Quincy Dog Park.
Okay.
And that's the road that you have to go up, and we're the only building on the right.
Yeah.
Okay. So how has it been going? You're open every day now, right?
We're open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 11 to 4. We are open Friday, but by appointment only.
Okay.
And then we're open Saturday from 11 to 4.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So have you seen the expanded hours help with your adoptions?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And we have a lot of good foot traffic during the week. People want to come in for tours. A lot of people come in and make donations. You know, they bring food to us or, you know, supplies and things like that, which has been great. And yeah, a lot of people are very interested in adopting. So.
Yes.
Our adoptions were very strong last year.
Good.
So we're happy about that.
That's great. That's very good. Yeah. You mentioned donations. So is the pet food bank still available?
Yes.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. And it's actually booming. We took it over recently. So it's now under the shelter.
Okay.
And we get many calls of people needing assistance. Mm. So it's awesome because the community has been donating food for the food bank. And
great.
Then we, in turn, give it to people in need.
Okay, so it works both ways. You can bring food to donate or you can go and pick up a donation.
Yes, as long as it's not expired or opened.
Sure, okay, good to know. Is there anything glaring that you need right now in the pet food bank?
Always need cat food.
Okay.
We do pretty good on the dog food, but the cat food goes really quickly,
so
that's a big help.
Okay, and the canned food, obviously, if it's not expired, you can last for quite a while. So.
Yes.
Okay, good. And do you need to make an appointment to pick up a donation?
People have been calling, and so if they call the shelter, I'll give them a call back and I'll find out exactly what they need. And we try to match their needs based on what we have in stock.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
So, yeah.
You've brought a resident with
you.
Yes. Yes. Tell me about Gizmo.
This is Gizmo.
Yeah.
He is about 5 years old.
Okay.
He is 100% adorable.
Yes, he is.
He absolutely loves people. He's a little bit on the needy side, as most small creatures are.
Hey,
bud. And he's just a really good boy.
You're a good boy.
We do have an awful lot of interest in him, so he will also fly off the shelf.
All right, okay.
But
like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Okay. See, he's got his Patriot swag on, so he's rooting for the home team.
Yeah.
What's his story? How long has he been with you?
We've only had him about a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. just about a week. He was he had to be surrendered by his owner.
Yep.
He's a very good boy.
He's a very good boy. He didn't have a lot of exposure to outdoors, so he's not potty trained. He's pee pad trained, you know, which is manageable, you know, for a dog that size. And, you know, certainly he probably could be trained to go outside with some determination and dedication.
Okay.
But he's very good with the pee pads.
And what kind of dog is he?
It's probably a
Pekingese
or a Peek-a-poo or something like that.
Okay.
You never know these days.
There's
so many. But he's definitely a lap dog.
Yeah.
Seems to be very comfortable, Emily, with you.
I think someone would be lucky
to be alone.
Him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he likes to
snuggle.
He
wants to be with someone.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. And it looks like he's just had his hair cut, so he's sporting a very nice do there.
Getting ready for the big game with his hairdo.
What's, I guess, the current population at the shelter? What have you got available?
Sorry.
What have you have available for animals?
Oh, well, I mean, we have some cats.
Okay.
We definitely have a nice variety of cats. I will give a plug to our older cat population. Right now, we do have probably about a half a dozen older cats that are really in need of homes.
Okay.
And, you know, they're all great cats. Some of them may have some minor health issues, but We really love to see, you know, people look at some of our senior residents and, you know, give them a chance too. Cats can live well into their teens.
Oh, sure.
So even if we have a cat that's 8 or 9 years old, that's midlife. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not necessarily too old to be adopted. A lot of people do, you know, want kittens and younger cats, but the older cats deserve a chance too.
Yeah. Okay. You know? It's the same with dogs too, right? Puppies fly off the shelf, but older dogs stay a little longer.
And, we don't have a lot of dogs right now.
Okay.
So, but we do have a good variety of cats.
I guess it's, you know, with this so cold weather that's coming in, we should talk a little bit about keeping your pets safe in the cold weather, right, Emily?
Yeah.
I would think that's a good thing to note.
Sure.
We've actually been giving away coats at the shelter.
Is that right?
We've been posting for people to come in because we had it at surplus. Someone brought us a bunch and we got donations.
Nice.
And so they're new. So we might have a few left. We did also have some leashes and harnesses if people need them. But we just want people to be encouraged to remember that, you know, even though they're dogs, it's been very cold.
Oh, God.
So a coat does help if you're going to go for a walk. And what I would suggest is remembering their feet.
Mm-hmm.
The salt can do some damage. So just remember to wipe your dog's feet off when you get home from that walk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they can't stay out very long in this weather, right?
So I mean, when it's like negative, the same as us.
Right.
We don't want to be out there. They don't want to be out there. You know,
it's
just don't leave your dog outside at all.
Yeah.
Like, take them out, go for a walk, or go to the bathroom, bring them back in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cats too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to keep the cats in as much as possible.
At least some shelter for them, right? If they're outdoor cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Cats. Sandra, a bit of sad news. We have to talk about the passing of one of your longtime volunteers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, very sadly, we lost one of our most dedicated and wonderful volunteers last week to cancer.
Mm.
Joanne McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
She was volunteer for 25 years, a dear friend to both Emily and I and many, many other people. She was a cat volunteer, dog lover. We worked on many, many fundraising events together over the years, but she was just a wonderful human being, funny person.
Funny.
And we miss her terribly.
Certainly,
so tomorrow we will be closed in honor of her to celebrate her life. And
so the visiting hours are tomorrow from noon to 2 at the Cohane Funeral Home here in Quincy. And donations in her memory, obviously.
Yes.
She'd like it to be to the Quincy Animal Shelter.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thank you.
Certainly. And condolences to her family as well. You have an incredibly dedicated staff of volunteers that make the shelter run, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're up around 150 volunteers right now. We added to our original ranks when we moved to Quarry Street because we realized that, number one, we can house more animals, but it's also such a big space that it has caused some tasks that were easy at Broad Street and East Quantum Street to take a little more time.
Well,
you know, more
Broad
cleaning.
Street, you can see the end of the building from one end to the other. Yeah,
right. So we're up around 150.
Okay.
Yeah.
But always room for more.
Always.
Okay.
Yeah.
They keep us running.
I am sure, yes. Mm. Some events coming up. We'll start with Valentine's Day. It's just a week from tomorrow. Well, yikes.
I know. Sneaking up on us.
Yeah. See, 11 to 4, Emily, what'll be happening?
We're just having a little, we're having our normal Saturday hours, which it's a popular day for people to come visit. So we're going to just do a little celebrating of Valentine's Day that day. Because it is Valentine's Day. We have a kissing booth. So we're going to bring some of our alumni dogs who are very friendly that are going to house in the kissing booth for the day.
Okay.
And so you can come get your picture taken with them. We could try a cat, but I'm not sure how that'll go. And we're going to have some treats for dogs and humans. So we hope anyone who hasn't come see the shelter, it's a good time to come. It'll be a fun little Valentine's Day.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
All right, that's 11 to 4. Stop by and see what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're bringing back popular classical guitarist, right? Dave McClellan.
Yes, Dave McClellan has been great to work with. He's a good friend of one of our volunteers, who's another classical guitar player.
I see.
And they did this show. He did the show for us last year at the Quincy Historical Society, playing classical music. It was beautiful. It was really well attended, too. It was our first time doing it, and we were just thrilled that The audience had a good time. And this year his focus is going to be on women composers.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be, it's not too soon, but it's going to be March 28th, so you'll see us advertising up until then.
Yep.
It'll be again at the Historical Society at 3 o'clock.
Which is a beautiful setting, actually, to see live music.
I mean, yeah. If you haven't visited that space, it's a big part of Quincy.
Like, well
you
worth
should
it.
Really go see it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all the proceeds benefit the
yes.
shelter.
Yeah. Which we're lucky. He's very generous with
nice.
That. He's,
super.
Yeah. So we're very happy to do that again.
And the Pooch Playoffs are coming back.
Yes, the Pooch Playoffs. It's our third year doing this with Wendy Adams. She's our local Quincy photographer
yeah.
here. I know you've
yes.
met Wendy. And she's been great. She put this together for the last, this is the third year.
Oh, okay.
And so what it is it's a March Madness style bracket competition mm-hmm. for dogs. Mm-hmm. So 16 dogs enter. We did actually have a cat
yeah.
last
I see,
year. Sanders' cat made
I see
heaven.
A sneaky cat in there.
Yeah. So I don't think we're saying that no, to the, but it's primarily a dog thing, but I think if you talk to Wendy, we can see.
Okay. Hey, how did you get your cat to stand for that photo is the question.
That's probably most of the reason why it's dogs.
Yeah, it's like herding cats. Right? Yeah.
It's funny.
Okay.
But so it's your dog, if you sign up, it's $150 entry fee, which pays for like the photo session.
Yeah.
And Wendy's giving that entirely to the shelter.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's so generous with this because she puts in a lot of time and energy. She'll do those, there's 16 dogs that enter into the bracket, and she takes those pictures here in Quincy on a date set up with the owner.
Okay.
And every dog gets a prize and a swag bag and then a chance to win first, second, or third place.
Neat.
And it's all voted online.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah,
all
so right. we'll be advertising that and you can vote every day and that'll be announced, the winner will be announced at the end of March.
Okay. All right. So this is going on right now, Emily?
So like in February we do the recruiting, trying to get the 16 contestants and get the photo shoots going.
Okay.
And then the voting is all through March.
I vote for Gizmo.
I know. Gizmo should enter. I think he'd do pretty well.
I think he'd run away with it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're good looking.
So on the shelter website, is there...
So what I would like to do is direct you to Wendy Adams' website.
Which, oh, okay.
And I say that now, it'll be hard to remember. So I will have that posted on our website and our Facebook page.
Okay.
We'll have links to it. She has all the information where you can sign up on her website.
Okay, excellent.
And that's Wendy Adams Photography. Yes.
Okay. And is there a deadline, do you know, Emily? For
We usually do, I believe it's the first couple... Oh, I gotta check all this.
Right.
But
right.
we want to get as many contestants entered by the end of February.
End of February.
So that voting is all set to go.
So it's. Yeah. I mean, here we are.
So now's the time to sign up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun, and the dogs. The owners always have a good time. The dogs have fun. The photo sessions are fun.
Can you have repeat competitors from the past
see
couple
why
of
not.
Years?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be great.
What happens if Sandra's cat wins?
Becomes a star.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's fun.
Yeah.
And then,
a good time.
Sandra, I know you're planning something for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Yeah. Last year, unfortunately, we were not able to have our St. Patrick's Day celebration because we were in the midst of moving, but we're bringing it back.
Okay.
So it's. You know, luck of the Irish, you know, shamrocks and all of that.
Okay.
And we've done it for several years. So it's a chance to come visit the shelter, see the animals, have some green punch and cookies. And we'll have all of our QAS wear and our expanded line of QAS merchandise for people to purchase. So just a fun day to hang out with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, in terms of staff at the shelter, are you all set? Do you need positions filled?
No, we're all full.
You're full.
Yeah,
okay.
we are full.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
In terms of surrendering, like Gizmo was surrendered, how does that happen? What's the process to do that?
Well. The best thing for someone to do is call. We always want to talk to you about exactly what's going on with your animal, cat or dog. And I think it's important to note that our focus is, when possible, to try to help you to keep your animal.
Okay.
So we will offer, you know, whether it's training advice, we'll try to make connections with trainers. If it's a financial situation, we may be able to help with the food pantry, or if you're a Quincy resident, we may be able to assist you with some vet care.
Oh.
So, you know, or even housing, you know, there's a lot of resources out there for people who might be in a situation where they have to give up a pet that they really don't want to give up.
I see.
But if that's not the case, and say you're already beyond that point and you know that you have to give your pet up, we definitely want to talk to you first. We want to make sure that your animal is going, it's going to be a good situation for the animal to be at a shelter. Like, and I say that because, you know, we've had some, you know, people want to surrender like an 18-year-old cat. You know, that may not be the best thing for the cat. We're going to try to work with you to maybe come up with a different solution. But if it's an animal that's going to do well in our program, we'll set up an appointment. We'll try to get as much information from you as possible. And very important to be honest and truthful about what's going on so that we can figure out what the animal needs and what the next best home is going to be for them. You know, and it's sad. There's no judgment.
I mean, I was just going to say, really, it's a no really judgment important. Zone,
You know, I had to surrender a pet many, many years ago. It happens.
It happens,
and
yeah.
It's tough, but we're not going to judge you.
You know? It's all about the animal, right? It's the focus on the animal to find out the best situation for them. That way everybody feels good about it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good to know.
Right.
I think it's important to point that out as well. In terms of adopting, how does that happen? What's the process?
Well, so we invite people to come to the shelter and spend some time with the animals. We have a very qualified team of volunteers on our adoption team. We want you to come in, talk to them. They're going to ask you some questions about what you're looking for, what your expectations are. It's really a matchmaking process.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people will come in, we'll ask them, what are you looking for today? And they'll be like, I want a dog.
Right.
And then we start asking you questions. Well, what kind of dog do you want? You know, how often are you home? And then they end up leaving with a cat.
Right.
And that's
because,
okay.
Well, because cats are easy because they pick their owners.
Right. Sometimes, you know, people will come in with one expectation and, you know, they want a dog like Gizmo.
Right.
And then we tell them, well, Gizmo needs attention. He demands attention.
Yep.
And they might work. They might, you know, work 8 or 9 hours a day. And so maybe
you need to
there's
find
a different kind of dog
the best
that might
fit.
Be better.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's definitely a process. And I think that we are really reasonable, you know, in our process. You know, it's not an FBI investigation.
Right. Yeah.
It's but we do have to ask you some questions.
Of course,
to figure out what's best.
Always great to catch up with the animal shelter and Gizmo.
Yes.
Maybe we'll bring the Patriots good luck on Sunday.
Yes.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.